here. Okay, hello, good morning. My name is Dan. I'm a volunteer with KTAW 101.9 FM radio in Tacoma. And I'm here with two friends, Stacy and Bradley. Stacy, where are we today?
We're down here at Quaqualut, a 1.5-acre salt marsh down in the port of Tacoma on the ancestral tide flats of the Puyallup tribe.
Wonderful. And Bradley, what brought us here today?
Well, so today we're doing a work party down here. We usually have work parties like every month, sometimes every other month. But we work down here, pull out invasive weeds, and then we try to plant native plants to get those established.
Great. And Bradley, how long have you been involved with the marsh here?
So I've personally been involved since the beginning, which is over 6 years at this point. But many, many other people have been involved too.
Well, wonderful. Wonderful. And Stacy, you're affiliated with 350 Tacoma. I know you have many projects. This was one that I heard about and wanted to be part of. What else is 350 Tacoma doing to preserve places like this?
Well, a lot of our work, you know, sometimes we get to do these hands-on projects, like being down here and caring for this space. And then some of our other work is more about stopping fossil fuel projects from expanding, trying to preserve and not have cut down the small stands of cottonwoods and forests, trying to protect the little bit of salt marshes that we still have here. We work to try to protect our aquifers, like in the case of the Bridge Industrial South Tacoma Mega Warehouse. We've been fighting against that. That would cover over 125 acres.
Yes.
With pavement of a wetlands and, and our aquifer.
I know. I live in South Tacoma area, University Place, and already I have to avoid 56th Street. The trucks, the big trucks, they just take over the road, and it isn't open yet. They're just developing it. So, yeah, when those trucks start bringing products, it's going to be something else. So what other groups do you both partner with that have come today? Because I know there's a lot of people. I've met people from different groups, but who have you seen come out before? Bradley, do you know some of them?
Well, so one of the things we do here is we work in conjunction with the city. So
This
site is part of the Open Spaces program, which is run by City of Tacoma Environmental Services. So
Wonderful.
That's part of who we're working with today to do these work parties is environmental services from the city.
Wonderful. Okay. And that's because citizens, I suppose, have started to hold the city accountable and say, we want spaces to be preserved. And what other groups, Stacy, are you partnering with?
We try to do a lot of our work in collaboration and in community.
Mm-hmm.
And so some of the groups we partner with a lot is the Climate Alliance for the South Sound. They have weekly meetings out of our space on 311 Puyallup Avenue on Mondays.
Okay.
And they're also working for that to help fight the Bridge Industrial Mega Warehouse. And we partner with the Conversation 253 a lot. We've been collaborating to make sure that there's a space for the Black Panther Party to hold a lot of their free community classes at the 350 space. We partner with Native Daily Network, with the Coast Salish Water Warriors. Tacoma Democratic Socialists of America.
Great. Wonderful.
Okay. quite a bit
All
of
are
really.
Welcome here.
Yes.
All are welcome.
Yes,
yeah.
Actually.
And I like, Bradley, you mentioned the last time I was here 2 weeks ago that people can access this site without somebody coming to open the gate. It's unlocked.
That's right. So part of the many of these open spaces are actually open to the public, although because they're undeveloped, they're hard sometimes to locate.
Right.
And so yes, this one from the front is hard to you drive right by it. It's easy to miss. But the gate is unlocked. And so during, you know, daylight hours, it's accessible. And so I have come out and sometimes found people out here, but it's always a pleasure to invite people down here.
Well, great. And Bradley, what's the address of the site?
Gosh, so it's not easy to find, but it's 1845 Port of Tacoma Road in the Tide Flats in Tacoma. So really virtually in the middle of the Port of Tacoma on Port of Tacoma Road.
Okay. That was 1845 Port of Tacoma Road. Well, Stacy and Bradley, thank you so much for the work you've done today. I've met so many wonderful people out here. Chris, with Mayan ancestry, did a chant as part of his land acknowledgement, which was beautiful. I like, Stacy, what you said about land acknowledgement. Could you share your thought on that one moment?
Sure. Yeah. And really, this comes from working in partnership with groups like Native Daily Network and the Coast Salish Water Warriors, is just kind of getting to that understanding that like a land acknowledgement by itself really can a lot of times doesn't mean very much, right? You're just acknowledging I'm on your stolen land,
right?
Which doesn't necessarily do any, you know, do a lot of good. Right. And so being able to partner a land acknowledgement with action is where you're putting in more of a real land acknowledgement. And on activities like this, where we're actually coming out and caring for the land, that is a real land acknowledgement and a good way to help give back and to try to embody that sense of we are part of the land that has been held here since time immemorial by Coast Salish peoples.
Thank you. It's been a beautiful, blessed day, and I think there's going to be future work parties. If they go to 350 Tacoma website, is that the place? What is it called officially? 350tacoma.org?
Yeah, and if you go to 350tacoma.org/events, there's actually a little calendar that you can click on and get all the details for all of our upcoming events, as well as a bunch of the events for those other groups that that are doing stuff at the 350 Tacoma space.
Right.
And one that's coming up in just 2 weeks is the next event in our Kwekwalut Water is Life series.
Okay.
And so we're partnering some knowledge about water-related issues along with coming down to the salt marsh here, Little Marsh, and letting people see and connect with this space. And on the 17th, Native Daily Network will be our guest speakers, and I believe they're going to be talking a bit about how all of the fossil fuel tanker traffic on our waterways here kind of impacts the water, impacts us. What are some of the risks? What are some things we can do to lessen those things?
Right.
So it'll be really great. And then we'll have another event in August and another event in September, and those are on that calendar.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
Thanks for your help.
You're welcome.